This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Jorix, Jorix. Active ingredient, S, doxycycline hiclet, hydrochloride, doxycycline. This leaflet provides important information about taking Jorix. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about taking Jorix. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I taking Jorix? Jorix contains the active ingredient doxycycline hiclet, hydrochloride. This medicine belongs to a group of medicines called tetracyclines. Jorix is an antibiotic used to treat certain types of infections, control acne, prevent some forms of malaria, sometimes in combination with another antimalarial medicine. It works by killing or stopping the growth of bacteria which cause infections or make acne worse. It also works against parasites that cause malaria. Tetracyclines will not work against viral infections such as colds or flu. Ask your doctor if you have any questions about why this medicine has been prescribed for you. Your doctor may have prescribed it for another reason. This medicine is not addictive. It is available only with a doctor's prescription. What should I know before I take Jorix? Warnings. Do not take Jorix if you are allergic to doxycycline hiclet, hydrochloride, other tetracyclines, or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can take this medicine. You are taking preparations containing vitamin A, isotretinoin, or etretinate. Ask your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure if you are taking one of these medicines. If you are more than 18 weeks pregnant or are breastfeeding, do not give this medicine to children aged 8 years or under, or to children under 50 kilograms, unless directed by the child's doctor. Jorix, like other tetracyclines, may cause enamel loss and staining in developing teeth. It may also cause increased pressure on the brain if used in infants. Do not take this medicine after the expiry date printed on the pack, or if the packaging is torn or shows signs of tampering. If it has expired or is damaged, return it to your pharmacist for disposal. If you are not sure whether you should be taking Jorix, talk to your doctor. Check with your doctor if you have allergies to any other medicines, foods, preservatives, or dyes. Have any other medical conditions? Take any medicines for any other condition? Work outdoors, or if you are likely to be exposed to strong sunlight or ultraviolet light. Doxycycline may cause your skin to become more sensitive to UV or sunlight, resulting in severe sunburn. Are scheduled to have surgery under general anesthetic. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. As with many medicines, tetracyclines may harm your developing or breastfeeding baby. Tetracyclines may cause enamel loss and staining of your child's teeth or increase the pressure on your child's brain. High doses of tetracyclines may also cause liver problems in pregnant women. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines and Jorix may interfere with each other and affect how they work. These include preparations containing vitamin A. Some medicines used for skin problems, such as isotretinoin or etretinate. Warfarin, a medicine used to prevent blood clotting. Another group of antibiotics called penicillins. Some medicines used in the treatment of epilepsy such as phenytoin, carbamazepine, or phenobarbitone. Methoxyfluorine, an anesthetic. Acetazolamide, a medicine used to help the body get rid of salt and water. The contraceptive pill, birth control pill. Jorix may decrease the effectiveness of some birth control pills. Your doctor may advise you to use an additional method of contraception while taking Jorix, and for 7 days after taking Jorix. Refer to your doctor or pharmacist for advice. These medicines may be affected by Jorix, or may affect how well it works. You may need different amounts of your medicine, or you may need to take different medicines. If you are taking the following medicines, take them at least 2 hours before, or 2 hours after taking Dorix. Antacids, containing aluminium, calcium, or magnesium used for indigestion. Bismuth salts, found in some medicines used to treat stomach ulcers. Preparations that contain iron, including vitamin preparations. These medicines may interfere with the absorption of Dorix. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Dorix. How do I take Dorix? Follow all directions given to you by your doctor and pharmacist carefully. They may differ from the information contained in this leaflet. If you do not understand the instructions on the pack, ask your doctor or pharmacist for help. How much to take? Your doctor or pharmacist will tell you how many capsules you will need to take each day. For treating infections, the usual dose of doxycycline is 2 100 mg capsules on the first day, followed by 1 100 mg capsule each day from then on. For controlling acne, the usual dose is 1 50 mg capsule each day. For the prevention of malaria, the usual dose is 1 100 mg capsule each day, commencing 2 days before entering the malarious area, during the visit, and for 4 weeks after leaving the area. Your doctor may ask you to take a different dose, depending on your condition and how you react to the medicine. Follow the instructions provided when Dorix was prescribed, including the number of days it should be taken. Keep taking this medicine for the full time of treatment, even if you begin to feel better after a few days. If you do not complete the full course prescribed by your doctor, the infection may not clear completely, or your symptoms may return. For treating infections, Dorix is usually taken for 1 to 2 weeks. For controlling acne, Dorix is normally taken over a period of 12 weeks. For preventing malaria, Dorix is recommended to be taken for up to a maximum of 8 weeks. However, your doctor may prescribe Dorix for longer periods. If you are not sure how long you should be taking this medicine, talk to your doctor. How to take Dorix? Swallow the capsules whole with a full glass of water or milk while sitting or standing upright. Do not lie down immediately after swallowing Dorix. It is important to stay upright, for example sitting, standing, or walking around for at least half an hour after swallowing your capsule. This is to help avoid irritation to your food pipe, also called the esophagus. Do not chew the capsules. When to take Dorix? Take your medicine at about the same time each day, usually in the morning. Taking it at the same time each day will have the best effect. It will also help you to remember when to take it. Take your medicine during or immediately after a meal. If taken on an empty stomach, it may cause stomach upset. If you forget to take Dorix, Dorix should be taken regularly at the same time each day. If you miss a dose and it is almost time for your next dose, skip the dose you missed and take your next dose when you are meant to. Otherwise, take it as soon as you remember, and then go back to taking your medicine as you would normally. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. This may increase the chance of you getting an unwanted side effect. If you are not sure what to do, ask your doctor or pharmacist. If you have trouble remembering to take your medicine, ask your pharmacist for some hints. If you take too much Dorix, if you think that you have taken too much Dorix, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 1-3-1-1-2-6. Or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this, even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. Symptoms of an overdose may include an upset stomach or vomiting. What should I know while taking Dorix? Things you should do. Call your doctor straight away if you are taking Dorix for an infection and your symptoms do not improve within a few days, or they become worse. You get severe diarrhea. Do this even if it occurs several weeks after Dorix has been stopped. Diarrhea may mean that you have a serious condition affecting your bowel. You may need urgent medical care. Do not take diarrhea medicine without first checking with your doctor. Remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist you visit that you are taking Dorix. If you become pregnant while taking this medicine, tell your doctor immediately. If you are about to have any blood tests, tell your doctor that you are taking this medicine. It may interfere with the results of some tests. If you are taking iron preparations, including vitamin preparations containing iron, bismuth salts, or antacids containing aluminium, calcium, or magnesium, you must take them at least 2 hours before or 2 hours after Durex to make sure there is no problem with absorption. Things you should not do. Do not stop taking your medicine because you are feeling better, unless advised by your doctor. If you do not complete the full course, all of the bacteria causing your infection may not be killed. These bacteria may continue to grow and multiply so that your infection may not clear completely, or it may return. Do not give your medicine to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Do not use Durex to treat any other complaints, unless your doctor tells you to. Things to be careful of. Protect your skin when you are in the sun, especially between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. If outdoors, wear protective clothing and use a 30+ sunscreen. Durex may cause your skin to be much more sensitive to sunlight than it is normally. Exposure to sunlight may cause a skin rash, itching, redness, or a severe sunburn. If your skin does appear to be burning, see your doctor as soon as possible. You may need alternative treatment. If you get thrush, a fungal infection which can affect the mouth and or vagina, or any other infection while taking or soon after stopping Durex, tell your doctor. Sometimes the use of this medicine allows fungi to grow as they are not killed by Durex. Driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how Durex affects you. Drinking alcohol. Tell your doctor if you drink alcohol. Looking after your medicine. Keep your capsules in their pack until it is time to take them. Avoid exposure to light. If you take the capsules out of the pack, they may not keep as well. Store below 25 degrees Celsius. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom or near a sink or in the car or on windowsills. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. When to discard your medicine. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to take this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not take this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. What to do? Oral thrush, white furry sore tongue and mouth. Vaginal thrush, sore and itchy vagina with or without discharge. Rash or itching. Nail changes. Stomach upset or vomiting. Mild irritation of the esophagus, food pipe. Taste loss. Ringing or other persistent noise in the ears. Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Depression. Feeling anxious or nervous. Muscle tenderness or weakness not caused by exercise. Painful swollen joints. Increased pressure in the brain. Headache. Blurred vision. Vomiting. Severe blisters and bleeding in the lips, eyes, mouth, nose and genitals. Severe skin reactions starting as painful red areas then large blisters and ends with peeling layers of skin. Difficulty and slash pain with swallowing. Flaking of the skin. Dizziness. Fast heart rate. Frequent bruising. Passing less urine. Yellowing of the eyes or skin. Jaundice. Severe upper stomach pain often with nausea and vomiting. Pancreatitis. Symptoms of an allergic reaction such as shortness of breath, wheezing, or troubled breathing. Swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body. Rash, itching, or hives on the skin. A rare, potentially life-threatening, drug-induced sensitivity reaction that includes skin rashes, blood changes, fever and dysfunction of internal organs, e.g. liver, kidney, lung. A reaction that can happen after starting doxycycline therapy for a particular bacterial infection, spirochete infections, e.g. Lyme disease. Symptoms include fever, chills, muscle pain and worsening of skin rash. What to do? Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. After finishing it, tell your doctor immediately if you notice any of the following side effects, particularly if they occur several weeks after stopping treatment with Durex. Serious side effects. severe abdominal cramps or stomach cramps, watery and severe diarrhea, which may also be bloody, fever in combination with one or both of the above. What to do? Call your doctor straight away if you notice any of these serious side effects. These are rare, but serious side effects. You may have a serious condition affecting your bowel. Durex may cause the bacteria which are normally harmless and present in the bowel to multiply, resulting in the above symptoms. Therefore, you may need urgent medical attention. Do not take any medicine for this diarrhea without first checking with your doctor. Ask your doctor or pharmacist to answer any questions you may have about the side effects. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. What Durex contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Doxycycline hyclate, hydrochloride. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Lactose monohydrate. Microcrystalline cellulose. Povidone. Hypromellose phthalate. Hypromellose. Diethyl phthalate. Wheat starch. Contains gluten. Magnesium stearate. Hyprolose. Gelatin. Opicode Blacker 10259. Potential allergens. This medicine does not contain sucrose, tartrazine, or any other azo-dyes. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Durex looks like. Durex capsules come in two strengths. Durex 100 mg, clear capsules filled with yellow pellets, marked Durex 100 in black. It is available in HDPE bottles of 7 or 21 capsules, Ostar 30100. Durex 50 mg, clear capsules filled with yellow pellets, marked Durex 50 in black. It is available in HDPE bottles of 25 capsules, Ostar 29728. Not all pack sizes may be marketed. Who distributes Durex? Main Pharma International Pty Limited, 1538 Main North Road, Salisbury South, SA 5106. Durex is a registered trademark of Main Pharma International Pty Limited. This leaflet was prepared in January 2023.